I just wanted to start a campaign complaining about Daniel Andrews going to Israel. Now, he's announced that he's going with Dave Sharma to go on a business trip to Israel. You can struggle to find much in the way of information out of it, as virtually every story online seems to be behind a firewall. And I'm getting sick and tired of these firewalls whenever it comes to news stories. It's absolutely disgraceful how little, some stuff is just unreadable. So he's going next month to Israel in the middle of genocide. I mean, he has been an outspoken supporter of Israel. I know that's in his past. Has nothing happened in the last 5 months for him to make think that going at this particular moment in history, when 80% of the people suffering from famine on planet Earth at the moment are in the Gaza Strip, a few square miles, where something like 30% of children under 2 years old are suffering from malnutrition, where the ideals, the far-right ideology being outwardly spoken by the Netanyahu government is not only against Labour Party policy when it comes to the two-state solution, but actually going full into racist fascism when it comes to some of the even more far-right members of Netanyahu's cabinet, where even the American Democrats, one of the leader of the House, Chuck Schumer, who is Jewish, asking for Netanyahu to be removed from power. And Dan Andrews is going to go and meet him? And on the pretext of it being a business luncheon to backslap? The Achilles heel of the Labour Party in the UK and in Australia is they have been co-opted by the Israel lobby. And you only have to look at the way that Jeremy Corbyn, the best Labour leader of my lifetime, was completely and utterly destroyed by the British media and his own party for one issue alone. And it was far more him supporting the Palestinian cause than it was him being a socialist. And believe it or not, being a socialist in the post-Tony Blair world of Labour is a pretty evil thing to be accused of. But it was the fact that he would not suck up to the Israel lobby. So he was absolutely hammered for being an anti-Semite for probably 3 years straight. Something that apparently happened in the Labour Party for the years that he was leader and then immediately stopped and didn't happen the day before he was leader. Even though it was not him that was being accused, but the other people in the Labour Party. But then we've got Dan Andrews, who to me was a hero. He stood up to the Murdoch press like no one else has in this country. He stood up with his middle finger raised and laughed in their faces and won election after election and nothing they could do. Peter Credley and standing there like a screaming galal to no impact. No one ever cares. He even won another election with exactly the same vote after they spent all the COVID years hammering him. Why are you doing this, Dan Andrews? Have you no moral compunction here? Does your love for the Zionist state and their apparatus actually exceed your love for the children being murdered in Gaza? What is your why are you going on a business trip to Israel in the middle of what many in the world are calling genocide? Can you imagine how this is going to look in the future? And what are you hoping to get out of it? Is this part of the gravy train that we don't know about that is waiting you? Are you now going to get payback? Are you going to become an ambassador or, a business envoy for someone? I'm disgusted, given your legacy of standing for everything that I thought was good in Labour, to actually come out. And you've said many things that I found aberrant about your unquestioning support for a very racist Netanyahu government in Israel. But to actually go there on a business furphy trip in the middle of the Gaza war is disgusting. And I really want to start a campaign to stop you going. Or at least rub your face in what you're doing and at least get some sort of cognizant idea that you understand what you're doing and you just don't care.